Devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, Maundy Thursday, April 9th. A focus of worship on this day in ordinary times is a remembrance of the Last Supper that Jesus shared with his disciples. All four Gospels place the Last Supper at the time of Passover. Passover is the ritual remembrance of the events that took place to free the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt. In case you're fuzzy, let me remind you of the events we find recorded in the book of Exodus. The sons of Jacob and their families settled in Egypt at a time when there was famine in Israel. After several generations, they lost their special protection and were enslaved by their Egyptian hosts, who feared they were becoming too numerous and powerful. The slaves continued to thrive, however, so the decree went out that all the boy children born to slave families would be killed. Moses was born to a Hebrew mother who hid him from danger. He was raised by the Egyptian princess in Pharaoh's palace. As a young man, he saw an Egyptian treating one of his people cruelly. Moses killed the Egyptian, then left the country in fear. Years later, God called Moses from a burning bush and sent him back to Egypt to face down Pharaoh and to force Pharaoh to let the slaves go free. Moses returned to Egypt and 8 times went into Pharaoh's presence to demand freedom for the slaves. Each time Pharaoh refused, and each time God sent a plague upon Egypt worse than the last. A 9th time, Moses went to Pharaoh and demanded freedom for the slaves. Pharaoh refused. This time, God unleashed the angel of death upon the land, and the eldest male child in each family was killed that night. The Hebrews were protected by a sign that God had given them. Each of their households slaughtered a lamb and painted the doorposts with its blood. When the angel of death saw that sign, it passed over the protected household. When Pharaoh saw the suffering of his people, he insisted that the Hebrews leave immediately. To this day, our Jewish neighbors celebrate these events with a ritual meal called the Seder. As Jesus met with his disciples for his last meal with them, it was near Passover, and Christians have inherited a number of meanings that link Jesus with the original events that freed his people. We call Jesus the Lamb of God and recognize that as the Lamb gave its life to protect the Hebrew people from death and grief, Jesus' death and resurrection win protection from sin and death for all who believe in him. The slaves passed from oppression to freedom, as do those who place their faith and trust in Jesus. At the Last Supper, Jesus transformed the meal of remembrance into a meal of his presence with his followers, past, present, and future. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we lose our chains and become redeemed children of God. We pass from a deathly state to a full experience of human living. We praise God's faithfulness in freeing slaves of every time and place. Peace be with you this day.